Hello, I'm Don Paxton, a fellow reader from Amarillo. My church is remarkably similar to the one in the series described below. If you are looking for a fun summer read, I suggest a series of paperback novels by Mark Schweitzer, known as Liturgical Mysteries. It involves a police chief of a mythical North Carolina town known as St. Germain, who is also the organist choir master of a fictional St. Barnabas church. The chief of police is Hayden Koenig, who, over the series, solves multiple whodunits. He even solves a murder in Parliament in London within the series. In keeping with the choir master character of the protagonist, some of the series includes The Tenor Wore Tap Shoes, The Soprano Wore Falsettos, The Mezzo Wore Mink, The Diva Wore Diamonds. The organist choirmaster, besides being chief of police with two deputies, also fancies himself as a budding Raymond Chandler. Koenig not only owns Chandler's 1939 typewriter, but Chandler's fedora as well. In the novel titled The Diva Wore Diamonds, St. Barnabas Church is completely burned down 19 months previously. During the reconstruction, a box was found as part of the previous church's foundation. It was assumed to be a time capsule from 1900 when the burned-down church was constructed. Instead of letters from Sunday school classes, bulletins, church documents, pictures, etc., the time capsule is filled with 9 marble-sized diamonds. Among the various novels in the series, the church is donated a NASCAR racer. In another novel, the acolyte handling the incense conjures up a replica of the Last Supper using the smoke of the incense. This is the 7th novel in Schweitzer's Liturgical Mysteries series out of 15. If your library does not have volumes of Schweitzer's work, there is interlibrary loan, or no doubt your favorite independent bookstore can most likely chase down any book in the series. To conclude, I'm Don Paxton from Amarillo for the HPPR Radio Readers Summer Reading List. Enjoy the many chuckles found on the pages of the Liturgical Mysteries.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.